And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your hostess, Nicole Velakis Jordan, author, Jordan Almond. And with me as always is my beloved, Justin McPatras.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
We're here.
There he is.
Yeah, there it is. Not too bad, right? Not too shabby.
What is this, like 5 weeks now? 5 weeks in a row?
We're a brand new show.
We're starting it again.
We've never done this before.
Yeah.
No, actually, we've been at it for almost 4 years next year.
I'm aware.
Yeah, so we're doing pretty good. Yeah. Welcome back to podunkradio.com. Yep. A lot of changes on Podunk Radio.
Uh-huh. We've been rearranging some stuff.
Yeah.
Adding some stuff.
Yeah.
Taking some stuff away.
Yeah. We're doing pretty good, though. We got a lot of stuff going and different shows of all kinds.
Yeah.
You're part of this is the Geek Block. Mm-hmm. Which is like 2 hours of awesomeness, starting, of course, with Underground Horror Radio at 9, what time it is now. And after that is Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. Of course,
tonight's episode
is last week's episode as well, in case you missed it.
Yeah.
And they'll be back next week with some brand new awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good show. Definitely, if you're into like geeky stuff besides horror, you'll like it. Not really a lot of punk rock on there, but we're trying to, we got a bunch of other shows on the station.
Trying to expand.
Plays punk rock. We're doing other things.
Yes.
So it's going well. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of stuff. We saw Don't Breathe over the weekend. That was good.
Yes, we did.
We also, what else? Spooky Empire is still coming around the corner. It is September 1st, which means it is 1 month closer to Halloween.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And so Spooky Halloween Horror Nights, which starts in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Soon.
Very soon, yeah. A bunch of Halloween stuff is out.
Yep.
Including the candies.
Yes.
Nicole was saying earlier that she was mad because the year we got married, which was 2012? 2012 is when we met. It's now 2016. It's all kind of...
It's all running together.
It's all there. Anyway, so the year we got married in 2014, in October, which is... That's the other thing coming up is our anniversary for our marriage. We were looking for all this stuff for the wedding and...
There were two things in particular that I really wanted for the wedding.
And it's just funny, like that year, like the year before that and the year before that, when we were dating, they had all the shit in the world that we wanted. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the year we were like, okay, we really need it this year. They didn't make it that year.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
M&M's had for the 2 years prior to us getting married, they had the Halloween version of M&M's. And it was black, orange, acid green, and purple.
It almost
were the colors,
kind of like Reese's, but not the color wise. Like some of it was the fall colors. Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't do it the year we were married.
No.
And then the other thing was Hershey Kisses. They do all those different falls and all the different flavors and things, and they have a lot of like oranges and reds and browns. But they had previously done black and orange wrapped Hershey Kisses, which is what I wanted to use for our
stuff.
Our stuff. And because we had a candy bar and stuff like that. So
now they have it.
Now they have. Not only do they have that they're black and orange, they're black and orange and green, and they have bats and spider webs and ghosts on them.
Okay. So yeah, it didn't really work out. So this year they got a lot of good. That's a good sign, though.
It is a very good sign.
That this Halloween is going to be really good. Spooky's lining up to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
Also, Stranger Things got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
2017, we're going to get a whole new season.
Yeah.
So a couple more.
I still have to watch it.
Yeah, we're going to watch it. We're going to power binge. It's only like 6 or 7, I think, episodes.
Yeah.
I already watched it, but I can go through it again. It was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And a couple of those guests will be at Spooky. We'll talk about that. So some sucky things. 2016 has been really shitty for taking away celebrities.
I know.
And besides like Bowie and Lemmy and all that, but this one, you know, he was up there.
He was everybody's.
Yeah. But Gene Wilder,
God.
Never really in a whole, well, actually, Haunted Honeymoon. which a lot of people don't like. Mm-hmm. I thought was good.
Young Frankenstein.
It's kind of like a horror
movie. It's a comedy,
movie.
But it's an old, like an old black and white horror film.
It was Mel Brooks' homage to...
To the old horror films.
Right.
Yes.
And Willy Wonka...
Of course.
...is just Willy Wonka. Come on.
Yeah. I just... Yeah,
the best Willy Wonka.
I'm fucking devastated. Plus, I used to watch the... with my dad, I used to watch the Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor films. Like,
oh, yeah.
Stir Crazy and Silver Streak.
See
and
No
all
Evil,
those.
Hear No
yeah,
Evil.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just... I mean... It's lovely that he had such a great life and he lived so long. He was 83, I think, when he passed away.
Yeah. 82 or 83.
And, you know, he managed to keep his... He had Alzheimer's, apparently. He managed to keep that quiet. And they said his son actually posted an announcement and said that he never got to the point where he didn't recognize his family and his friends and all that stuff. So that was good. As much as there was a deterioration, he said that it didn't affect him, you know, that way. And so they never really lost him, you know.
That's good.
So, yeah, that's really, I mean, it's very sad. But at the same time, thank him for everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's ever done for any of us.
Yeah, those movies are great. Blazing Saddles, another mm-hmm. great movie. Mel Brooks and him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did a lot of good things.
Woman in Red was really good. That
yeah,
I've
seen
really
Woman
good.
In Red. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crappy. But again, you know, unlike poor Anton, which was very young, younger than me,
and completely accidental. And
Gene was older.
Yes, he was
and,
an older man.
You know, so these things naturally, like Christopher Lee, they happen.
Yes.
Part of life. Halloween's coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so get your Harley and Joker costumes ready, because I have a feeling that's going to be the
God.
Pick. As Halloween gets closer and we actually get to see more stuff online, like mm-hmm. costumes, mm-hmm. we're going to gauge mm-hmm. what it's
going to
be.
Also, I'm going back to the candy for a second. They also have, for M&M's this year, they have butterscotch. Booterscotch is what it's called.
Booterscotch.
It's white chocolate M&M's that are butterscotch flavoring. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start trying some of the newer stuff. And, like, giving a mini review on the show.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll film it and put it on YouTube.
Maybe we will.
Because, you know, eating something on the air is not quite the same.
I'm not going to eat it on the air.
No, we
I'm
can
just gonna
we'll,
eat it.
I know, but what we'll do is maybe we should just film us trying it out so we get the first reaction out of it.
Yeah. And also they have dark chocolate covered.
Oof, no.
I know you don't like them, but dark chocolate covered Kit Kats for the first time. Instead of the triple chocolate that they do every year. They did the
I'm not
chocolate.
The biggest candy person or sweets.
I am, so.
But I will tell you this. So, real quick. So, last night, we're on our way to... Me and Jessica and Tom were going out.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom got Jessica a surprise. He does that. Some candy. She's like, oh, I'm trying to... You know, mm-hmm. she wants to eat healthy and stuff and mm-hmm. do all that. So, but she was very happy about it. So, it was Airheads. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I like Airheads. Okay. Because originally, like, all they ever had was, like, that white mystery flavor. Guess what flavor they had there?
What?
Birthday cake. And let me tell you something. It fucking tasted like icing.
Really?
And I ate one, and I said, that's all I can do with that, because it tastes like eating icing, and that's so much sugar. And I could taste, like, I feel like I could taste the sugar and the diabetes happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not diabetic mm-hmm. by any stretch. I don't think so. But you know what I mean? Like, you eat it, and you're like, oh, whew. That's too much. It's like eating a bag of sugar. I'm like, nope, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, just so you like cake, as we all know.
Yes.
So you might like that flavor.
Cake.
It really, but legit, it tasted like fucking birthday
that's
cake
awesome.
Icing.
Yeah.
Tom was like, I didn't even eat it. I can taste it in my fucking mouth because all I can smell in the fucking car is this fucking icing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we're going to take the bag and use it as an air freshener. We laughed. Anyway,
right.
So a lot of cool stuff coming up. In fact, next week we'll have a new report on Rob Zombie's 31.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and Char Boyle from Char Boyle and El Bandito.
Power Hour of Love.
Is actually, well, why this is airing, we're out watching Rob Zombie's 31. So we will give a full report. And there's a Q&A also with Rob Zombie at the theater, I think digitally. I don't think he's going to Boca. But right. So that's a very big thing. So hopefully we'll get to ask a question for Underground Horror Radio and bring in the microphone to get people's reactions about 31.
Right.
I'll give it a shot. Like I said, I didn't mind House of 1000 too much. And I didn't really mind Devil's Rejects. I just didn't like the Halloween movies. And I never got the Lords of Salem. So, anywho, that's that. Let's see. Spooky Empire is a bunch of guests. Just all kinds of stuff coming. As we get closer to Halloween, a lot more announcements and things like that. But a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. So we should play some music.
Music!
Yes, we'll play some music and then we'll come back and talk about
bing, 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 bing,
Spooky Empire and a couple other cons coming up.
Yes.
Dragon Con's happening this weekend.
Yes, it is.
We're not going.
We are not.
But our friends, Jessica Cameron's going, and Andrea Albin from Bloody Bombshell Entertainment is going to Dragon Con.
Right.
And I'm sure other other your friend James A. Moore is going as well.
I know he is. Yes,
so is Golden going?
Yes, he is.
So is this like a big book one, Dragon Con?
No, Dragon Con's all kinds of things. It's more fantasy, and they write fantasy books, the two of them.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll work out.
He's got his Seven Forges series.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there we go. We'll be back.
Dirty butt crack. Nothing I can do in this whole wide world is ever gonna get me psychobilly girl. She wants a tough guy with a leather jacket, not a pervert with a pissing fetish. Oh, nothing I can do in this whole wide world is ever gonna get me psychobilly girl. And all the doo-wop in this world.
Oh! Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
That's true.
It's very true.
We are on podunkradio.com.
In case there's any question.
In case you missed last week, which you can always look up our stuff. It's actually on the website now.
Mm-hmm.
If you go under previous or past episodes and podcasts,
mm-hmm.
all the shows that are on Podunk
mm-hmm.
Is on there,
right?
Including this show and everything that McPatch's Media does
mm-hmm.
Is on there. So our past episodes will lead you straight to Podbean, where we have our shows.
Mm-hmm.
Morbid Movies last a couple weeks ago was Jaws 2,
mm-hmm.
and now it's going to be The Evil Dead, the original Sam Raimi, mm-hmm. Bruce Campbell Evil Dead 35th anniversary.
Yes.
Holy shit, it's been awesome. 35 years. Well, yeah, they came out in 81.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long time, but that's it. That was the original movie, way before Texas Chainsaw. No, after.
No, Texas Chainsaw was before that.
Okay, but way before all these other movies. Mm-hmm. It's just the original.
Yeah.
We have Ash versus Evil Dead now. We had Cabin in the Woods because of that. Just a lot of influence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cool things is, some big Joe Bob Briggs fan, is that back in 1991 on the Movie Channel, he was talking about how it took forever to try to get that movie shown. I know that it was in Donnie Darko in the
mm-hmm.
theater,
mm-hmm.
and I know that it was in Nightmare on Elm Street on the TV, which mm-hmm. I don't know what they were watching, like what channel,
mm-hmm.
But good for Wes Craven.
Maybe it was what they were watching.
Maybe.
Joe Bob Briggs.
Maybe. But either way, it's such an iconic thing. It launched Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi's career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sam Raimi went off to do Darkman. He went off to do the Spider-Man trilogy,
mm-hmm.
the original Spider-Man trilogy. He did Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Not Oz, the TV show, but did Return to Oz, or whatever it was with James Franco.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all right. And he's done a bunch of other stuff, including now we got Ash versus Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now completing what we started so long ago, only because they made the TV show, because everybody wouldn't stop bugging Sam and Bruce about it.
Right.
Because...
So rather than make another movie, they just thought, fuck it, we'll just do
a really successful
series,
TV show.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sam also went off to produce and do the Hercules and Xena.
Yes.
That's right. And
Rob
of course,
Tappert.
Bruce was in there, Rob Tappert, and
mm-hmm.
they had Ted Raimi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just super awesome. And I do have to say that I think it's incredible that, you know, because Bruce has been in a lot of other stuff, but after all this time, people still want it. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure it can get old because people are kind of crazy and they don't know Ash isn't Bruce. They're not the same person. But
mm-hmm.
after all this time, we had comic books, video games, and Bruce did the video game voice and all that. But after all this time,
mm-hmm.
they finally like, okay, we'll do it. Because I don't think I've ever heard of where people were like, hey,
right.
we really love this shit.
Right.
What started out as a low, low budget movie.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here's Joe Bob Briggs talking about Evil Dead, the first Evil Dead. And then we'll talk about more movies having it. So we love Joe Bob Briggs, by the way. He's awesome. Monster Vision and The Drive-In.
I'm talking about the one, the only, the original Evil Dead. Most of you turkeys know by now that I have been waiting 9 years for this night. I wrote letters. I screamed at the Jerkolas who had the rights to this movie.
Jerkolas.
I tried to get it for the first annual World Drive-In Movie Festival and Custom Car Rally back in 1982. I called up all the meatpacking plants in Fort Worth thinking they might want to sponsor a screening during Red Meat Week on the Movie Channel. And I fought with the Movie Channel High Sheriffs for 4 solid years, and all they ever told me was it's too grisly for cable. Nobody has any respect for the arts in this country anymore. So you're thinking, well, hey, what's the big deal? Just another zombie splatter movie, right? Well, no, there's one difference. There's only one way to kill the zombies. We're talking total dismemberment. Hands, arms, legs, and of course, heads will roll. You thought those were zombies in Night of the Living Dead? Excuse me while I go buy you a copy of Richard Simmons Sings the Frank Stallone Songbook, Wimp City. You think those were zombies in Dawn of the Dead? Wait here just a minute while I go check the showtimes of Flashdance for you. You might want to look around for some leg warmers to wear on your ankles and a t-shirt with Snoopy on the front. Now that Grandma has left the room, let's take a look at the old Evil Dead barf meter. This is the Paint the Room Red Vomit Champion of the 1980s, and as you can see, it's off the scale. You might want to go get a few hefty bags while there's still time. In other words, it's a classic. It follows the Joe Bob Briggs ultimate test of a splatter flick. Anybody can die at any moment. It was the first movie of Sam Raimi, the guy who made Dark Man, but this was back when nobody'd ever heard of Sam Raimi. We just thought he was a psychopath from Michigan. He checked out some film equipment from Michigan State, got some actors from the university, found an abandoned house in Tennessee, and he did all the amazing special effects in the attic of his house by himself. What a guy. I don't want to tell you anything about the plot, but here at Drive-In Theater, we call it Spam in a Cabin. The teenagers go in, the teenagers do not come out. But it's the way they die that matters. Once you've seen this, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre could be shown on the Disney Channel. Roll the flick, one breast, 19 gallons of blood, one breast. You know, this could be like that PBS series on the Civil War. Millions of Americans glued to their sets, marveling at their American heritage. Zombie cannibal hillbillies. We invented those in this country. We should be proud of this. Roll it. Now, go.
I love Joe Bob.
Zombie cannibal hillbillies.
Yeah. Well, what was it in Cabin in the Woods? Zombie redneck torture family?
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. It's different. It's not the same thing. Zombies is just your standard zombie.
These are tortured redneck torture
family. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You know when Joss and all them were writing that, and it's like, he knows his shit.
Yeah.
So, but that is the difference between, you know. And, no, Evil Dead is just a great movie. So, one night only at Morbid Movies, September 16th, Lake Worth, Movies of Lake Worth, by the way, is a very nice theater.
Yes, we love it.
Cozy.
Yeah, it's very cozy. And
Art
they
Deco.
Have, yeah, Art Deco. And they have, you know, it's like an old timey. It's very clean. And modern, you know, it's updated, but it's not modern. Like, it's not made.
No,
it looks like an older theater.
Well, the majority, we've only been there for the screenings, but from what I've ever seen coming out of there, I don't know what else people do on Friday nights in Lake Worth because I haven't lived there since I was like five, maybe eight. But it's older people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the elderly.
Well, that's because they show the kind of films that they show. A lot of the films that they show are. Like the foreign films or the ones that are firm awards,
art films,
things like that, political films.
Yeah.
They show a lot of the stuff that maybe isn't being played in the mainstream modern.
It's not an AMC.
No, it's definitely not. Not a Regal.
But it fits for the people that go there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're extremely happy that over at Mike Favada and team, the whole team is great.
Yeah.
Ryan and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That the Movies of Lake Worth do this. And, and the people that run it seem to get into it with us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been over a year, and we're so happy that this is
well
perfect
still.
For this is perfect for a grindhouse type situation.
Exactly.
So The Evil Dead, the first Evil Dead, which is rare as fuck to me. Phantom Events isn't having this happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're doing Rob Zombie's 31, which is cool, but no. This is The Evil Dead. They already showed Army of Darkness and Evil Dead 2, which I was super stoked for last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got The Evil Dead. Mm-hmm. Joe Bob Briggs can sell it. We're saying you need to go.
Yes.
On the big screen, bring a date. It's going to happen.
Right.
Because I remember my first experience was VHS.
Mm-hmm.
After Evil Dead 2, of course, and Army of Darkness. And then I found Evil Dead 1 and I bought it. And I, of course, watched it at home on my VCR. And it was awesome. And I ate cereal through it. And I'm like, oh, this is pretty horrifying, but I'm hungry and this is cool. So I didn't throw up. Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's fine. Whatever.
I'm like, Jesus. I watched it. I was like, ew.
Yeah, well, you watched it here with me because
yeah,
you didn't
see
it. Yeah,
I know. I'd never seen it, yeah.
You've seen the other ones and you've seen the new one you liked a lot, but you never saw the original. But anyway, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Morbid Movies. Joe Bob Briggs will not be there, but, you know, it's still
he's a
awesome.
Nice guy. We met him at Fatality Fest.
Yes.
Thanks,
he was
Andrea.
Super cool. Yeah, thank you, Andrea.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going to be super awesome. We cannot say enough good things about Morbid Movies and the fact that we're having Evil Dead, The Evil Dead. Yeah, so good. So definitely bring out your friends. That's a nice thing to do in September because October is going to be awesome as well. And that's that. So here we go. We're done with that. And we got more tunes on the way. And we'll talk about Don't Breathe because we just saw that as well. Mm-hmm. And that was a good movie. So we'll talk about that after these tunes.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings and good evening. This is Venus DeVilo, all the way from Ireland, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio. There is no escape.
Danger and a lot of play. time for a weekend getaway. Jekyll and Hyde, nowhere left to run and hide. Tricks and the shadow play, save your possession for another day. Rip the pieces, it's a hell of a ride. Turn the pages and open your mind. Pass a gun, it's a great escape. You know it's the only way.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Sure, you got the right show.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes. All right. So what did we hear back? We heard some tunes.
Tunes.
Yes, we did. So we heard, let's see if I can say this right, because I can't say things. I'm going to go with Blaise Dervis with Jersey Devil. And, of course, our very good friend all the way from Dublin, Ireland, Venus De Vilo with Fantasy. And then after that, we had the recently deceased Dead by Dawn. So Venus mm-hmm. in Ireland. Hi, Venus.
Hi, Venus.
Just put out a brand new EP. I think she was going to wait this week, and her being impatient, much like myself.
Yeah, she couldn't.
She's like, nah, this is going out now.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, here. Please get it online. Please buy it.
Yeah.
So what is E3 Euro? Was that 5 euros? How much mm-hmm. is that? Because you've been over there.
It's probably about $7 at this point.
Over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not bad for an EP. Over there, it's like, again, it's the money system's different.
Yeah.
So, okay, 5 euro. See, mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought they might have used pounds, but is that just England?
Yeah.
Not Ireland or Scotland?
No, Ireland and everybody else has already accepted the euro into their monetary
okay.
system.
Yeah. Good to know from when we go over there.
Yes.
So, yes, very awesome, Venus De Vilo. New EP with very awesome artwork, by the way, mm-hmm. With Eat Your Heart Out. Mm-hmm. And it's on Bandcamp. It's also on Facebook. It's 3 different packages you can actually get with it. So definitely definitely check that out as well. But here's a little clip sample of what it sounds like.
Cheap cherry chocolates, I won't eat them. Sickly promises, boys never keep them. Teddy's trinkets like a version bought and sold.
Boring!
I want his love
to strike terror into my soul.
Stop me, stop me, stop me.
Very awesome.
Yes.
Venus is great.
She is.
The cool thing about Venus is I'm going to try to get one more interview this year with her.
Yes.
We both decided when I messaged her, I'm like, well, October is going to be nuts for me.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's going to be nuts for me too.
Yeah.
If you do live in Ireland and you don't know who Venus De Vilo is, now you could definitely check her out. She does this, real quick, she does this really cool Castle Dracula tour.
Dracula's Castle, yes.
Yeah, she's in that. She, yes, like, sometimes axes everybody in there, but it's like this, I guess, like,
yeah,
a haunted house.
She plays different characters and
is
stuff.
Is it like,
yeah,
a haunted house?
Yeah, it's like a live action. Yeah,
that is fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, you know, eats it up in there. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome job. But yeah, we're going to try to get one more interview across the pond with Venus mm-hmm. for this year. I haven't done it in a couple of years. But Venus has always been cool with us and so great. And she's very talented, so mm-hmm. Definitely check it out.
Yeah, she does comics. She does her own comics. She does coloring books. She does all kinds of Pokemon art.
Yeah,
she,
if you're into Pokemon, you and her will have a good conversation,
yeah,
guaranteed.
Unbelievable. She's constantly churning out creative things. She writes poetry. Yeah, it's really...
Somebody needs to put her ass on a label.
Yeah,
and
really.
I think she said she's looking for money. Yeah, she really deserves it. She works very hard, and she is like Halloween.
Yeah.
As she says, she's the queen of the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
She used to be like a Venus De Vilo stalker's point of view, but now it's a Venus De Vilo voice of horror.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
We love Halloween, but I think Venus might even love Halloween a little bit more than we do. Like 24/7.
Yeah.
Like,
I think for her, it really is a way of life.
Yeah.
It's like all the time.
And it's awesome.
If it's not Pokemon.
Right. But she loves her Pikachu. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's very stoked about Pokemon Go.
Yes.
So, awesome job, Venus. Just wanted to get that out there. Venus really deserves it all the way in Ireland. So, you know, thank you for helping spread the show over there between her and Sandy and Liam and the guys at Undead Artists. It's just, it's phenomenal.
Yep. It's been great. Lots of support.
Yeah. We're very happy about that. So, with that said, me and Nicole, because finally a horror movie was released in theaters again. The number one fucking movie in the box office, too.
Yep.
Now, I got a question. Is it because there was nothing else good out that weekend, or is it just because it's that good of a movie?
I think it was that good of a movie. I think there was
some, I liked it a lot.
I think there was some hype attached to it, but at the same time, I think word of mouth was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, I know a lot of people actually at work that went to see it. Like,
really?
My boss went to see it, yeah.
So it kind of mainstreamed.
Yeah, it did. It mainstreamed a lot.
But Don't Breathe.
But Don't Breathe was excellent.
Directed by Freddy Alvarez, who did the Evil Dead remake a couple years ago that we went and saw in theaters as well.
With Jane Levy. Who is the
protagonist.
Lead female in this film. And the basic story is she lives in Detroit, and her boyfriend and another friend of theirs, whose father works for a security company.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they scope out houses, and he steals the keys from his dad's office, and they go and break into these houses with it, and they have a system down where they can disarm the security and everything.
Yeah.
So that helps them get into the house. So then she wants to leave because her mother is a drunk and she wants to take her little sister.
A little sister or her kid?
I think it's her sister.
We can't really tell.
They never mention.
A
little girl. She's going to take this little girl with her. She wants to move to California. So they're going to do one last big score. They find out about this man who is a military veteran.
Blind.
He's blind. They didn't find that out right away, though.
No.
What they found out was that his daughter was killed in a hit and run, and he got a settlement from the family
out of court,
and he lives in this like derelict house,
very run down area of Detroit,
and there's nobody that lives around him. Like, he literally is the only resident on that street.
It looks like a demilitarized zone.
Yeah, it does. Demilitarized zone. It does.
As Egon would say about the firehouse.
Right, exactly. So
well, yeah, hold on, before we get
scope it out.
Yeah. And we don't want to give away spoilers yet, but But and basically they as you've seen from the commercials, they break in and everything goes from there. I saw some people who did reviews of it as well that I follow on YouTube, and they brought up a good point. And then I think they caught themselves and realized, okay, because they're like, in reality, for how they do their crimes, they would have been caught by now because, okay, they would have put it together. But then that's why they threw the rock through the window, and that's a very good point. Like, that's why they got away with it. So what they do is they would look like, and these are nice houses. They
look
go
like
to
a break-in-enter.
Right, and they don't steal money. They don't steal anything that they can get a felony for.
Right.
No weapons, nothing like that. Right. And there's nobody usually home.
Yeah.
They just go in the middle of the day and do it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty brave. But if you've ever lived in Detroit or been in Detroit, it's not as brave as you might think. It's just, I lived in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think that he wanted to do like a, I don't know about a trilogy, but he wanted to do like a the director wanted to do like everything from Michigan, because they mentioned that Mia and them were from Detroit or from Michigan as well, in Evil Dead. Obviously, I think the cabin was somewhere else.
Yes.
But anyway, so now this is in Detroit. And so what they do is they break in. And then what they don't realize is once they're scoping it out, they realize he's blind. And it's funny because, you know, he's got the coat on and the dog, and he looks kind of helpless there. They don't understand this is fucking Stephen Lang is a big motherfucker when he's in that tank top in that house.
Yeah.
And crazy eyes.
Yeah. And he's got so his good. House all, you know, like locked up. Like he has bars on the windows and all that stuff. And they're sure that the money is in there. So they break into this guy's house. They, you know, they help. They put the dog to sleep because he has a Rottweiler. They give the dog a drug to knock him out.
Yeah, it passes out. Doesn't die.
Yeah. No, they put the dog to sleep and then they break into the house, and they think that they're putting him to sleep too with this concoction that they have in a bottle. It's like supposed to, I guess, knock him out.
Yeah.
And he wakes up. So they end up getting busted, and you've seen if you've seen the previews, you know some of them get hurt and things like that. But I'm not going to give too much away. There's a lot of little twists and turns to it.
Yeah, the third act gets real interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting throughout. It's a good paced movie.
Yeah. What it turns out to be is really interesting. I thought it was really well done. I thought it was very well written. I appreciated all of the actors. There was nobody that I really wanted to see get hurt.
Maybe the thug kid.
Well, no, but he does. He gets hurt.
We knew that.
But you know that from the preview. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not going to spoil it because you really do need to go see it. But it did really well. They made it for $5 million. $5 million to make this film, and it made almost $27 million
by Friday.
It's first weekend. So it was number one. It knocked Suicide Squad out, which it was going to anyway. So it was the number one in the box office last weekend. I'm going to go on a little mini rant, though, because, you know, don't bring your fucking kids to a movie like
here
that.
Here we go.
I'm sorry. You know, it's bad enough people brought them to a fucking sausage party.
Oh, you weren't there. Oh, you mean like other.
Yeah, other places. Okay. People that were posting on
like,
Facebook
I don't remember
that people
telling
took their kids
that.
To fucking sausage party. I'm like,
yeah, this is not a movie for kids either.
I don't even know how from the previews you could possibly think. Plus, it's fucking R-rated, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's R-rated, all right.
How are you taking your kids into this?
I will say this about the movie as well. They did a really good job, because what Evil Dead was, especially at the end, super fucking gory and glorious. This movie, not really gory, but very suspenseful and very
scary.
Scary.
Yeah.
I wasn't scared, but I thought they did such a good job.
It's very tense.
Oh, yeah. You don't really have a minute
tension.
To breathe.
There's a lot of tension. Don't breathe.
Exactly.
Don't breathe. Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Yeah.
But also, like the thing in the
there's no soundtrack.
Basement, there's no soundtrack.
All you hear is every creak
if
and
there's
crack.
Like a, if there's like you know a sound effect, you hear that, but there's no music.
No, but mostly you can hear every creak.
Yep.
On the floor.
Yep.
Every movement.
You can hear them breathing when they're trying not to breathe, and yeah, I mean
right.
it's you know, and
it's
then
so
the,
good.
And in the basement in the dark when he knocks all the lights out and everything. That's one of the best sequences I've seen on film like that. Really, that was really
with
really
the
good.
With the black light or the night vision thing.
Yes.
And I really think that the actors were, I mean, even Stephen Lang, obviously he's not blind, but the way he moved, because like here's the thing, he's in his environment, he might not be great on the street.
Yeah.
But in that house, he knows where every fucking thing is.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why he would grab a certain thing. And, okay, I know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But to see, like, Jane Levy, mm-hmm. the eyes wide as fuck. I'm talking, like, gremlins.
Yes.
And the other kid, it's just, like... Mm-hmm.
Dylan Minnette.
Yeah. He was in, like, Goosebumps and a couple other things.
Yes, he was, yes.
He got older suddenly. I thought he was younger than that, but he looks older. Maybe Goosebumps was, like...
It was a couple years ago.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it. But the way they're like this,
yeah.
like they're trying to move around. I've been there. It's, mm-hmm. it's holy shit. Like it's terrifying. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. If you've ever gone into a haunted house that had the lights out
or when Nicole's grabbing Jeff's jacket and yeah. I'm getting squished by this thing and
by this air mattress
and I'm like, shit. She's like, that's not Jeff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was good. Yeah. yeah. It's, I recommend it. I'd say yes. it's 5.
I gave it 4.5.
I give it about 5.
4.5.
It was really good.
It's very suspenseful. It is not really the kind of horror movie that it's
there's no supernatural thing
to be. There's nothing supernatural about it.
There's no undead.
There's no undead, and there's no and even the twists aren't, you know,
crazy.
Crazy. So
no, he's not really a serial killer.
Mm-mm.
You know,
it's not what you think it is. But don't tell anybody else.
No, anymore. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's not what you think it is. When yeah. you go into it, it's not what you think it is. And then
it's
when
a
you
really good movie.
Find out what's going on. It'll be surprising. So, all right, yes,
we gotta go.
We gotta roll.
We talk too much.
No, we don't.
I know, but we're done. We got to stay tuned for, you know, Charbel and El Bendito's Power Hour of Love.
Power Hour of Love.
Love, yes.
Love.
And they'll be talking about a lot of cool stuff on there as well.
They always do.
They always do. And then next week I will come back, if not sooner, on social media. And maybe we'll have an interview or question with Rob Zombie. I don't know. I'm not really holding my breath on that one.
But there will also be a review.
But
we'll
I'll review it. Maybe me and Charboil will do one about it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're excited for the 31, Rob Zombie's 31, and then Blair Witch comes out in a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I think that was the only other one we want to see now. Oh, and Rings, I think, is further, but
Blair
I think
Witch.
Blair Witch is the next thing.
And yeah, there's something else.
In October, I think there's horror movies
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
Evil Dead, The Evil Dead,
yes.
2 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Yes.
Don't miss out. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye,
yes.
Nicole.
Bye.
Bye. Here's one more tune we're out. Bye.
Bye.